Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We're going to get to some Niners talk, faux show.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, the kickoff show this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings starts at 11 a.m. If you're looking for somewhere to watch the games this weekend, head to Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. The Gold Rush girls will be there for a meet and greet, taking photos and signing autographs. The next home game is Sunday night, October 19th. And Lo and Evan will be live from Laughing Monk starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served. So go to the Eventbrite page on our website at 957thegame.com and sign up now. So that'll be a fun time.
Yeah.
Sundays are fun at Laughing Monk. Get down there and watch the games.
The 125 this week, Stoney.
What were you moaning about?
So this real quick, I got to get it off. And Evan's been my confidant in this, and now I'm just going public. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Shedeur Sanders at Colorado, the quarterback, but I know the plight of the black quarterback and Warren Moon and all that stuff. So I never turned my ear or eyes to that, right? So I didn't know what to make of what's going on in Cleveland. Then when I found out that told Baltimore he didn't want to be a backup to Lamar, I'm like, dude, what are you doing? You might be playing right now. Neither here nor there. I look at the TV from coming to get some chips. Brown's not in a hurry to name backup quarterback. Now you're playing with the dude. He's your backup quarterback. He was your third, but now you're making the backup quarterback thing like it's the starter. Why you messing with him? Now I'm going back to where, okay, let me open the file. Maybe it might be something with his dad. Maybe it might be, and I'm not saying dude is perfect, Shedeur, but I can't believe I just read that. Brown's not in a hurry. Why are you not in a hurry? He's part of your franchise. He's your backup quarterback. Quit playing with him.
Isn't this the same organization that gave Deshaun Watson a boatload of money?
That did happen.
Without him ever earning it? It's the same.
Well, they thought he was worth it.
I was wondering. It was the Browns, right?
Man, why y'all messing with the kid? And you're only doing that because you don't want to give him drive home. I'm one step closer to seeing the field backing up Gabriel. I thought it was odd.
Well, maybe the third stringer and Shedeur are in a battle.
Well, he was the third string before they traded Flacco. Wow. My guy here, or gal, patiently fraudulent. Guru, you don't know all the context. I just saw what I read, my friend. And then Austin, our guy in San Jose, Stefanski doesn't like Shedeur or his daddy. It's the ball syndrome.
All right.
You know, the ball.
Undefeated. Like LaMelo.
Yeah. Okay. Or LaVar.
Okay. Kyle Shanahan's going to be talking to the media momentarily in Santa Clara. And when he does, we're going to jump right down there.
All right.
49ers, of course, play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday. Mac Jones, is he going to be the starter? It looks that way.
Yep.
But maybe we'll get some clarity on it momentarily with Kyle Shanahan.
And Pearsall, too, Stoney. I want to see him out there. And how, you know, how long? But, yeah, we'll find out. Is there any part of your – I know you hate these questions – of your being that thinks there's no way Mac Jones is not under center in Tampa come Sunday?
No, I think he's going to be the I think he's going to be the quarterback.
Yep.
And I don't – Shanahan didn't mention anything about the injury after the game, so I'm going to assume that it's going to be him. Hey, Evan threw something on the chat today.
Okay.
Of all the quarterbacks that Shanahan has coached here, which one's he gotten the most out of?
Oh, that's easy. Trey Lance. I'm having fun. You put a smile on your face.
That's a four.
Right. He even cracked
what he got traded for.
Right.
Well, he went from third string to a backup, right?
This is tough.
No, it's not. It's Jimmy Garoppolo.
You know what? Who didn't get drafted? But I think that might be your answer.
By the Niners.
Yeah.
I think it's Garoppolo.
Tell us why.
Because look where he is now. I mean, he's a backup, and he played in a Super Bowl.
Well, he's got the same career as a Niner that Brock Purdy's flirting with. Lost a Super Bowl, almost won it. Got to an NFC Championship game, lost it. Now you hope that, you know, Brock doesn't do what Jimmy did when, you know, he had the high ankle sprain, the season was over. What lost him his job? And the confidence from the coaching staff. But damn. Now you got me thinking, who is a better just natural quarterback? Jimmy Garoppolo or Brock Purdy? Who's the most limited between the two?
Garoppolo. I think it's Garoppolo. Brock Purdy's got some wheels. Garoppolo doesn't.
So he would win it. I'm not saying you're wrong. He would win it just on the wheel.
Well, you could say, Matt, what about Mac Jones? I mean, Mac Jones becomes part of the conversation because he's been terrific in three games.
But I guess I'm good in Stoney. We can do it however. But I'm coming out of college. What was expected? And I don't think Diddley Squat was expected from Garoppolo and Purdy. Mac Jones went high for a reason, and he was playing big-time college football, so we all expected him to have the career Brock's having thus far. But now you got me thinking, wow, man. The fact that – Stoney, it's Brock Purdy. Mr. Irrelevant to now Mr. Relevant, signing a new deal, playing in the Super Bowl. I didn't play my best, nor did I play my worst. I didn't cost us. I gotta believe it's Brock Purdy.
That's certainly one of the answers. It could be Purdy. It could be Garoppolo, depending.
How would you answer it, Evan? Your own question.
Who he's gotten the most out of?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like we're going to have to wait because Kyle Shanahan's at the podium right now.
Ricky Purcell, knee will be out. Watkins, calf out. Robert Beal, ankle out. Brock Purdy, toe out. Juwan Jennings, ankle/rib out. Alfred Collins, knee out. Yetur, knee hamstring out. Trent Williams, vet day. McCaffrey, vet day. CJ West, thumb limited. Stout, ankle limited. Mac Jones, knee/oblique limited. Kevin Givens, pec limited. Clea Davis, hand limited.
How'd you assess Brock's progress, and is there any thought at all putting him on injured reserve?
Hasn't been on thought on IR, and he's progressing. Yeah.
Is there a reason that Brock didn't travel to Los Angeles?
Just with where he was, we thought when he traveled the first time, he was a little sore after it, so we just don't want him to fly and everything for that reason.
Same thing with all the other injured guys?
Yeah. They don't do it because we think it helps them leave him behind.
You've always said try to get it to be 50-50 run pass. I know 4-1 is by far the most important stat, but you're 59% pass right now. Are you a little uncomfortable with that? Or is just the way, like, did you approach these games thinking most of the time we're going to have to throw a little bit more than usual?
No, I think that's more how I feel during the games. I don't approach games that way much. I always, every game I've ever been in, I understand it can go either way, one-sided or the other. So you're always ready for that, for how a game goes. But no, that's the way these games have played out, and seems like it's been important for it to play out that way.
Tampa's got the number one run D outside of Vita Vea. What stands out when you watch them on film?
Todd's scheme. I mean, regardless of who they've ever had, he's always a good run defense. When they want to take away the run, they know exactly how to do it from the calls he makes, how they play with their 3-4 front. Then when you have people like Vita Vea, as good as it gets in that area, but schematically, they know how to make you one-dimensional, and that's why you got to be able to win doing both.
Reports are out about, you know, the trade deadline and the possibility of you guys wanting to kind of help out with that Bosa void. Are you guys, like, talking about that? How are you guys feeling about the possibility of bringing someone else in to help out with that edge?
As always, I mean, those guys talk every day all the way up till the deadline, and they'll let us know if anything ever has a possibility. But with Bosa out, there's no difference than usual. So the same.
Jim Givens, that mean his window is open to Brexit? Yeah. What's the plan for him and Mustafa? Is there a chance those guys?
No guarantees they'll be ready for Sunday, but we'll kind of start basing that off how they look today a little bit, how they look leading up to this point. But we'll see how they go.
Can you give us a couple of updates on some of the other guys that are on IR, like Kittle and Ben March? Are they progressing?
Yeah, they're all progressing. Hopefully we'll have a chance at Kittle next week, just a chance. I don't think March is up next week, though.
How back to the trades, I think John said on the radio that you're going to have to see how the season's going, too, to assess what the situation is. 4-1, as the guy coaching this, does that increase your interest in maybe making a trade or two?
Not really. What increases my interest is who's the guy that can absolutely help us get better this year without hurting us next year, and you balance both of those out. But there's got to be a guy available, and sometimes it's two different things. Sometimes there's one guy who can only help this year. Sometimes there isn't a guy available who's like that. So we'll see what comes up. Sometimes things come up, but I don't see any different right now than how I felt going into the year.
In the Emmanuel Sanders trade was like, really, you said it, we're maybe one piece away. Do you feel at all similar? I know it's a little ways away to that time.
No, I don't feel at all like that. You know, I think at that time we had a Super Bowl defense that was as good as anyone in the league and probably had been for like 10 years, and it was pretty obvious. And I thought, you know, at the time, some of the receivers we were dependent on weren't there, and we were playing some young rookies, and we thought we needed to add another guy. But yeah, I don't totally see it the same situation as right now.
There's an epidemic in the league right now of players dropping the ball right before they cross the goal line. Have you talked about this with your players? Have you ever thought about how you would react if one of your players did that?
No, I don't think much about how I'd react. I'd always react pretty much the same as upset as I could possibly be with trying to internalize it all. But yeah, we show stuff, guys. I mean, everyone does. And stuff happens around the league. Most people do that. We didn't last week. We had a short week. We do around the league on Fridays. We didn't get a Friday. But yeah, you would think you don't need to show that. You would think Deshaun covered that like 20 years ago. But surprisingly, you need to cover it because it keeps happening. And I have a pretty good feeling people did see it last 2 weeks ago. So I have a feeling sometimes you cover things and it still happens. I'm still curious if that guy let it go before the goal line or not. Look pretty damn close to me. Go ahead.
What were you seeing as far as progress in the run game?
What am I seeing? Well, last week you didn't see much statistically at all. Kind of had an idea going into the game how big of a challenge that was going to be. I wasn't proud of the production in terms of yards and everything, but I was extremely proud of how our team got over 30 carries. When you can do that and you're only averaging, when you're averaging under 3, that means you're doing a lot of good things. You're staying out there, you're executing, you're doing good on third down. But it's, you know, we missed some opportunities earlier in this year. It got a little harder versus the Rams. It's going to get harder this week versus Tampa Bay. But we just got to keep pressing away.
The Rams game that you've been impressed with your team's character for a while now. When did that first kind of strike you, that sense that this was a team that had grit, that had character?
I mean, it's nothing against the old team. I think our old teams have had grit and character. It was just more, it was a different deal this year, just knowing how much turnover we had as and how many more younger guys were dependent on going into the season in comparison to the 3 years prior. And when you had a team for like the 3 or 4 years prior that, you know, everything was about, hey, we got to get back to the Super Bowl. We got to win an NFC championship game. You got to do all that stuff. It's just a little bit different mindset. I knew it wasn't like that with all the young guys. So I was, you know, when you break the team down and OTAs and everything for a few years about getting back to the Super Bowl and things like that, like it's not going to be that way with this group. And it was a totally different deal. So I wanted to just see how guys attacked practice and football every single day, thinking we'd have to really work to get to that because it hadn't been that way for a while. But that's what I was so excited about in OTAs, because just talking with the guys in phase one and two about it and just watching how they reacted and how the practices went, it wasn't very hard for me. The guys were totally bought into it. We had the right guys and they haven't worried about really anything except being as good as they can be in practice and that carrying over to games. And I think that's how it's been in these five games. Just as easily you can lose all five and be 0-5, and we found a way to be 4-1. And regardless of any of the games, even the one we lost, I've just been proud of how they've been going about it.
Follow up on that. I know you don't want to get too high or too low throughout the season, but like you said, it's been a really good start to the season. And I asked earlier this season about the road games, being that there's so many heavy road games on the front end of the schedule. How encouraged are you to see how their gutsy wins toward the end of these games on the road have turned out to go in you guys' favor?
I mean, I love finding ways to win games that you can easily lose. I don't really look into the road or away or when you do it. It really doesn't matter. I've been 5-0 and not made the playoffs. I've been 0-4 and have made the playoffs. So like you don't look into really any of that stuff. It's just all matters what your record is when you add up 17, not the order of how you do it.
What's the status of Ricky? Are you expecting him to practice tomorrow, or is this a multi-week rest thing that he needs?
Who's that? We were hoping last week that he'd probably be able to get in this week. He wasn't able to Monday. He's not able to today. So we'll see if there's a turn here on Thursday or Friday, but I'm not counting on it right now.
You almost put in Adrian Martinez the last game, and then you looked out and you saw Mac out there. How much would you be able to do with him at this point? You've had him for a little while now, but he's also been running the scout team.
We would have had to find out. Obviously a guy who hasn't been in your system very long and hasn't gotten a lot of NFL experience very long, you want to be as careful as you can. But when you're in a 20-20 game or whatever it was at the time and someone's taken over, you're going to do what you got to do. So you know, you get in certain situations and you know, you got to find out.
One of the things that stood out on the film was that Bourne dropped a pass and immediately Jones ran over to him, kind of, gave him a pep talk, helped him up. What do you think of Mac's ability to assert leadership as the number two guy, and how do you evaluate that?
I think guys need to be themselves and be consistent, and I think Mac's been that way. And when you're self and you're consistent, as long as you prepare the right way, play the right way, then to me you're a leader, and guys respect that. And I mean, I don't know if him patting him on the shoulders why he didn't drop the next one, but it sure definitely doesn't hurt.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Now, sorry, threw me off. I guess the first part is, he's historically good. Like, you know, his field goal percentage is third, I think, all time now. Why do you think, can you provide insight on why he was available in week two? And also, like, when he screams, like, after, you know, at the opposing sideline or whatever, just his reactions, like, exude confidence and, like, he's got something to him. Does that give you more confidence in him?
No. Making it gives me a lot of confidence. I don't really care how you act before or after. If it goes in, I'm good. However you want to act, as long as you don't hurt our team and get a penalty, be yourself. But don't hurt our team and get a penalty. And I'm not sure why he was available. You know, the percentages look real good. But I'm glad he was available. So.
All righty. That was the Kyle Shanahan press conference with the media. The big news, Juwan Jennings not practicing, Brock Purdy not practicing, Ricky Pearsall not practicing, Mac Jones limited with a knee and an oblique. And then I would say lastly, it sounds to me like Shanahan's doubtful that Pearsall will be able to play this Sunday.
That's how I got.
So that's what we're looking at. We're looking at a starting quarterback who didn't practice and a backup quarterback who was limited.
Yeah, and a head coach, Steiny. I almost got to give him flowers for this. They're 4-1, but he ain't fooling himself how they've gotten to 4-1 and they could easily be 1-4. And he's not throwing a party, and I'm not saying nor should he. the fact that they pulled these games out. But he knows this is a marathon. He's been around it. But, man, you know, like I don't feel like that was fake at all. He's just being stoic in who he is. But he knows there's a long way to go, man.
I thought there was a real interesting answer that to the question Tim Kawakami asked about the Emmanuel Sanders trade years back. And at the time, Shanahan made the move because he thought they needed to make that move to get to the Super Bowl. And Kawakami asked him if there's a move out there that he sees that could be like that. And he said, I don't feel that way at all. And I couldn't help but think, you know, either we're not late enough in the season for me to think this is a Super Bowl team, or we're not a Super Bowl team right now. And so that's why, you know, I'm not gonna say there's a trade out there that could put us over the top.
And he also told TK Stani, back when they made that move, they had a Super Bowl defense.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So I was like, man, okay, tell us how you really feel. But it's a work in progress. But I'll say this. You know, as we get down the road and that day does get closer to the deadline, if they feel like they got action, and right now they should. But Stani, what did he say also? I'm not going to rob Peter to pay Paul. You know, do something now and then hurt us for next year.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. You just heard from Kyle Shanahan talking to the media down in Santa Clara. Certainly feels like we're leaning into Mac Jones starting. It doesn't sound to me like Ricky Pearsall's a high probability, let's say, to play. Brock Purdy didn't practice today, and Mac Jones was limited. So it looks like Mac Jones is going to be the guy down in Tampa Bay.
What did you get from the traveling, Brock not traveling with the team? Obviously, you don't want him on that toe, right?
Yeah, they always say, you know, guys with ankles and stuff like that.
Travel.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 6 matchup between the Niners and the Bucks. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Christian McCaffrey, Veteran Day. Trent Williams, Veteran Day, and boy, that was a long list.
Yeah, it was, and Stani, it's been a long year in regard to that, but it's also been a special year, the fact that thus far this team's 4-1, and I got to just say this, I forgot to tell you and Evan, but I'm just walking in here into the station this morning, and I'm thinking to myself, if you can, two back-to-back opponents, somehow go to L.A., beat them what you did, undermanned, we can all say that. And then back that up with another game that looks like it's going to be coming from your backup quarterback. And Stani, you go to Tampa and somehow get a win over a 4-1 Buck team? I mean, I don't know how much more impressive it gets when you talk about a sequence of wins.
I mean, and it's something I think you'd have to consider when you start to decide on when Brock Purdy can play. If Mac Jones...
That noise is growing, you're going to say.
I mean, if he puts together another solid performance and they go down to Tampa Bay and win, so he goes on the road and beats a 3-1 team, then beats a 4-1 team, I mean, how could you not want to be more cautious with Brock Purdy if that's the case? Hey, Warriors-Blazers tonight at 7 o'clock, and you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game. The first 10,000 fans will receive a commemorative Stephen Curry All-Star MVP bobblehead. Don't miss out on the moment to kick off the season on Warriors Ground, the place where all the magic comes to life. Go to warriors.com right now for tickets. And don't forget, the Warriors host their annual open practice tomorrow at Chase Center. That's at 5:30, giving fans a rare behind-the-scenes look at a Warriors team practice. Tickets for open practice are just $5, with proceeds benefiting the Golden State Community Foundation. You want tickets to the event tomorrow, the open practice, very simple. Go to warriors.com/open practice. $5, that's it, and it all goes to charity. So that's an easy one. 5:30 at Chase Center tomorrow. Also, what's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tell Stephen A. I said hello, damn it.
I'm not going to do that.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. If you're just joining us, Kyle Shanahan spoke to the media about 20 minutes ago, and I can share with you what he said. This is him running down the injuries. This is always fun.
Injuries for today, Ricky Purcell, knee will be out. Watkins, calf out. Robert Beal, ankle out. Brock Purdy, toe out. Juwan Jennings, ankle / rib out. Alfred Collins, knee out. Yetur, knee hamstring out. Trent Williams, vet day. McCaffrey, vet day. CJ West, thumb limited. Stout, ankle limited. Mac Jones, knee / oblique limited. Kevin Givens, pec limited. Clea Davis, hand limited.
All right, that's that. And then
my man says /
He was asked if there was a plan for Brock Purdy.
How would you assess Brock's progress, and is there any thought at all putting him on injured reserve?
Hasn't been on thought on IR, and he's progressing.
So you've been in those scrums, right?
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? Because, you know, I'm just a fat mouth on the station. Steiny, why would I have got thrown out of that or lost my credential if I asked him, hey, coach, if Matt keeps winning, is there a possibility he could take over the job? Would that get me my license revoked?
Oh.
That's the lead, not the trade deadline.
Well, he's not going to. I mean, you know.
There it is. But you can gain a lot on how somebody reacts to a question.
No, yeah, sure. No doubt about it. I mean, I think I would have asked him a little more about Mac.
Okay.
And his injury.
So he is on the report, Mac.
Yeah, this is Shanahan just giving a little more on George Kittle. No, hold on. This is he went through this fast. This is on Pearsall and Jennings.
Injuries for today: Ricky Purcell, knee will be out. Watkins, calf out. Robert Beal, ankle.
I played the wrong one.
All right.
This is him talking about Kittle and others.
Hopefully, we'll have a chance at Kittle next week. Just a chance. I don't think Barch is up next week though.
So interesting, he said there's a chance for Kittle next week against the Falcons, but he said just a chance. That sounds a little bit ominous.
Yeah.
Like he may not be ready for week 7. Mm-hmm. And then practice windows opening for Mustafa and Givens.
No guarantees they'll be ready for Sunday, but we'll kind of start basing that off how they look today a little bit, how they looked leading up to this point. But we'll see how they go.
All right, there we go. This is from the Boxer and Gershon Work Injury Attorneys text line. What does Veteran Day mean? It means veterans don't have to practice today.
Yeah, you don't got to work. You got veterans. The off day.
Certain veterans.
Rest your body, Steiny.
You know, come to think of it, maybe I'll take a Veteran Day at some point. I'd love to have a Veteran Day once a week like McCaffrey and Trent Williams.
Talk to the boss. I'm sure you probably qualify.
Seriously.
Evan and I hold it down.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You also have to play on the weekend.
Well, never mind.
Yeah, it's just turn back. So you can go in there.
I would have
4-1, man.
A knee and oblique for Mac Jones.
A knee, man.
They're going to go down there again undermanned. I think they're not going to be with Purdy. They're not going to be with Pearsall. Jennings, I'm not sure about.
What if I'm ready to say Steiny and designate? This is just who they're going to be the whole year. Names will change.
I mean, I don't necessarily know.
At this point,
know.
When is it going to stop?
I mean, it could stop. I mean, you should get Kittle back soon.
Well, let's assume that he might have spilled the beans and he may not even known about Kittle. We assumed it would be next week, but what if it's just not that week? Then when you get somebody back, you get Kittle back, somebody else is going out.
Well, that you can't control. I mean, I feel like Kyle Shanahan probably feels like, you know, around week 7 or 8, we should be getting guys back. Mm. Or, you know, even
and the bye is a guy not like week Mustafa, 14.
Even a guy like Mustafa.
Who will help big time.
I mean, he's probably not going to be as good this week if he plays as he is down the line. So I think he's hoping to be at full strength somewhere around the middle point of the season. Obviously, he's not going to get Bosa back, and we'll find out about Ayuk. But there's no reason when we're talking about weeks, 8, 9, 10. There's no reason Kittle shouldn't be back. If Pearsall's not back, that means that he's hurt again. Yeah. If Jennings isn't back, that means he got hurt again, and then you're gonna have to play without him. But I mean, I could see him getting healthy in 3 or 4 weeks with the guys who have a chance to come back.
Yeah, and I'll say this today, just doing you a little simple math, Steiny, which I can handle. After this Sunday, which it looks like Brock Purdy will not play, that will have been the 9 or 6th game, and he's only played in 2 of them. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here, somebody asked him about the IR, you know, if it's just me and how severe this turf toe thing is just on any man or any person, I'm saying I might have to give you 2 or 3 more weeks. That's just me. But man, Steiny, this has the ingredients just from the quarterback standpoint that if Mac can hold up, you know, who's to say when it's all said and done, he would have quarterback more games than Purdy. And I know it's early in that, but I mean, man, I'm trying to give Brock 3 more weeks off. Just so we could say we did it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how far Purdy is away. I don't know how far Mac Jones is from being 100%, but clearly they're going to go with Mac Jones as of today because he's practicing at least a little bit more than Brock Purdy right now.
Yeah, real quick, Steiny, I'm going back to if I were in that scrum. What if I ask Kyle the question of, what do you think I would have got? Hey, coach, if Mac keeps winning, is there a way that he doesn't relinquish the job back to Brock Purdy? Do you ride the hot hand?
We don't have to make that decision right now.
But see, I would take that answer as to, wow, that ain't a definite no.
Well,
it's Brock's job, or you know what I mean?
So
I would have looked at it like, oh.
Well, you said, is there any way that Mac Jones, Mac Jones will remain the starter?
Yeah, if he keeps winning.
I mean, why would he say, oh, no, there's no chance of that?
Because Brock's his.
But maybe Brock's not coming back. You know,
well, I mean, yeah, but that wouldn't be the reason he would come with that answer because he didn't want to tell us that. My thing is, Donnie, I just wanted to get some insight on, do you get pissed off if you even hear that question posed? If you turn on the radio stations everywhere and the TV, you're hearing the talk of Mac and Brock and Brock and Mac. I just kind of wanted to get, and you're right, he probably would have just said Brock's our quarterback when he's healthy.
Yeah, I mean, but
boy, if this man pulls this off, Mac and the Niners going to Tampa, man.
Yeah, it would be a big one. I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, the games that Mac Jones has won.
Man, because Thursday was humongous.
Yeah, pretty impressive. So we'll see what happens. But it doesn't sound like Brock Purdy's playing this weekend, and I think we probably knew that. Now, one guy who will be playing is Christian McCaffrey.
Whew.
And they didn't ask about McCaffrey either. But, you know, Ted Wynn, we had on yesterday, was starting to ask how much longer McCaffrey can kind of be on this schedule. And I do think it's directly tied to the injuries. If you know, the minute Kittle comes back, I think you can lighten the load on McCaffrey by a few touches. You know, if Jennings and Pearsall can get back together, maybe that helps you limit McCaffrey's touches a little bit. But I don't think this is sustainable. Like I said, he's on a pace to have over 400 touches this year. High, you know, 430, I think the number was. He's never carried more than 403 times, which is what he did in 2019, which was the most touches anybody's had in the last 11 years in the NFL.
And so, what's funny to that, Steiny, is when they announced Brian Robinson Jr. was going to be here, you know, a lot of us, and I ain't mad at you, I was one of them, immediately I thought to myself, oh, that's to spell Christian. And Steiny, what's the number, 403? He's on pace?
No, he's on pace for more than that.
Good Lord. But, you know, here I am just eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, watching the games. This dude's a football coach, Kyle Shanahan. And Steiny, in his offense, under his regime, if you're healthy, I'ma feed you. He ain't doing none of that pitch count stuff. It never has.
Well, he's gonna have to.
See, you say that.
Okay. Does anybody want to bet me that Christian McCaffrey will have fewer than 442 touches?
So you ain't gonna get sucked a dick. Yeah, I ain't going there.
That's what he's on a pace for right now.
But the scary part before that is, will he get hurt from how hard you've been using him now? So you should ease up now.
You would think. But maybe that's that's what Kyle Shanahan's thinking in terms of, you know, you kind of using him now because you need him now. And then when people get healthy, then you can kind of slide off him a little bit.
You watched every Niner game. Let's just see if you can guess the over. Can you guess the number of carries for Brian Robinson Jr. This season with the Niners?
Five games, I would say 21 catches, 21 rushes.
Under is over 27.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's a shocker in itself. Averaging 4 yards a pop, though, Stoney.
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey right now. I mean,
but he's healthy, though. That's the, I guess, the positive to me in this.
Well, what happens when he doesn't?
Well,
when he isn't healthy. You know who the number two guy is?
Let me guess.
It's Jonathan Taylor. Christian McCaffrey has 130 touches this year. The next highest guy is Jonathan Taylor, 110.
And I'm going to say this to that. I watched the Colts against the Raiders. He was running wild. But my point being is, those are hard carries that Christian's running, Stoney, because it ain't a lot of daylight. You know what I mean? It's a lot of dudes piling up on him, bringing him to the ground.
That's
rough terrain, is what I'm saying. Rough sledding that McCaffrey's doing. So, you know, this ain't Eric Dickerson or Roger Craig years past, where it's just pasture, run, Forrest, run. This is running in the middle, dudes waiting on you, and he's still holding up.
So Christian McCaffrey has touched the ball 22% more than Jonathan Taylor, the number two guy.
All right.
That's got to be figured out.
How you think Kyle would have answered that? Hey, Kyle, are you at all worried about Christian on pace to have 403 touches? Or more than that? You said more.
No, he's on a pace for 442 touches.
To my lord.
So
that's the
big. He ain't gonna make it to 442.
Are you saying that?
Yeah, I am saying that.
Kyle better hope. But he's such a made man, Stoney. If he got hurt, he'd be like, you know, it's football.
Right, but if Christian McCaffrey gets hurt, they're in big trouble, I think.
Well, I thought they were when Purdy got hurt. You know, nobody wants it. I hear you.
Yeah. All right. In case you're just joining us, Kyle Shanahan talked to the media, gave us some clarity. Brock Purdy not practicing today. Juwan Jennings not practicing today. Brock Purdy, I just said, not practicing today. Ricky Pearsall not practicing today. Mac Jones is limited, and he's got a knee and an oblique issue. And when Kyle Shanahan was asked a little more in detail about Ricky Pearsall, it doesn't sound like Ricky Pearsall is gonna play on Sunday, but who knows? He's got Friday, and he's got, you know, a couple days to get back out there.
Hey, did you hear? I know it's hashtag random sound. Did you hear Steph Curry and Michael Mina open a new restaurant bar in Union Square? Maybe we should do a live show. Mina, thank you.
We'd probably need to get invited. We couldn't just go over there and do it.
Well, you got to. Well, let me stop. You know whose number you got in the phone?
Whose?
Wake up.
What's the name of Curry's new place?
It is
like 8 something. It's something about bourbon.
Because it is a bourbon bar.
You know, back in the day.
The eighth rule. Wow.
Yeah. Where is it? Union Square?
Yeah, Union Square. We should check it out this Friday.
That's an area I don't go to very often.
Oh, it opens Friday, too.
Well.
You and Evan?
No, Evan's got something he's going to Friday night.
What you got to eat?
I'm not telling you, but I know he's got plans.
I have work.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Sunday.
Sunday I have something,
too. Yeah, Sunday he's got plans. Oh, is Friday work or play?
No, Friday's work, Sunday's play.
Okay. Look at Stoney.
So there you go.
I'm going to try to get through there. Because I've yet to get to Draymond's loca. Have you been to his venue?
No.
Mario Ellie. He had reservations for us. I couldn't get there.
What kind of food does Draymond have at his place?
I want to say, help me out, Evan, the healthy stuff.
I think it's Ethiopian.
Yeah, talk to me.
Is that considered healthy?
I'm done with meat.
We'll see.
No, seriously.
Okay.
I
know that's just the last thing you've blurted out of your mouth. I don't necessarily think there's any truth to it.
Blurt has just a negative
connotation. Yeah, I know.
DJ Blurt! Oh, man.
Quit blurting stuff out.
Oh, boy.
Tell the player.
Kamiga start tonight? Like, I'm looking forward to the game. I don't say no. The starters may not even play.
You asked me,
I was shocked.
Does Kuminga start tonight? I said no.
But why so? Like, that's a blurt. You hadn't even gave it thought.
I did give it thought. He's a sixth man on this team. He likes.
Right. It's preseason, though, partner. So just throw him a bone. Like, I don't think we'll see Curry tonight. You think we see Steph?
We will. Steve Kerr said that the old guys are going to play.
Wow.
Of course. They got to get off to a fast start.
Evan, what did Tim
Because they know they ain't going to finish fast.
What did Tim Roy call the George Allen's Washington Redskins then? You know, they had an older team. Oh, the over-the-hill gang. You know, they had an older team, and that's what they called them, the over-the-hill gang.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think Kerr's serious when he's talking about Horford and Kuminga playing together, that would mean – they're both likely to be coming off the bench. I cannot believe, not that it really matters.
Yeah, give it to me.
Is he really going to start Draymond at 5? Like, start him?
Yeah, if the whole goal was to spell him, you can do that throughout the game. Okay. Like, but
Okay.
Dre at the five.
I think you could say that's, have they ever started a smaller team than they started the other night? Like, that team is small.
Yeah, but that was the one that got my vote. Moody, Pods, Steph, Dre, and Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they won.
The Lakers didn't play their three best players.
No, I mean, they won last year with that unit most of the time.
Until the games got important. Until he got to
Bronny
the postseason.
Bronny stinks.
Huh?
Bronny was awful.
The play of the game.
Which was what?
The follow dunk.
No, now you're in the highlights. Get out of here.
I'm just saying, it was play of the game.
Learn how to beat a trap. And his dad's just watching. I'm watching LeBron like, damn, son, not in the Bay.
You know, one thing I'm going to say, and it's not just you, but a lot of you guys have just such an unhealthy obsession with Bronny James. Let the dude go, man.
Hey, no,
just let him go. Stop it. He's not worth all the vitriol and the hate. He isn't. You want to rip LeBron? Go rip LeBron for the stupid Hennessy thing.
I'm not mad at the kid. I actually like the
dumbest
kid.
Dumbest thing,
man,
I've ever seen.
The Hennessy?
So stupid. Seriously, that's the kind of thing.
But
where
if
I'm
you
just
saw
like,
Bronny, you'd be like, hey, Bron, tell me about the Hennessy.
First team all tool. LeBron James for that move. That's just so dumb.
But get in the game.
It's dumb.
What does Steph do? He just, come on, Stoney.
Steph just opened a restaurant.
Okay.
LeBron James thinks that, I'm going to make an announcement and everybody's going to stop and they're going to think that it's this, but it's going to be that. Oh, boy, you got over on everybody,
Stoney,
LeBron.
Everybody's doing that. You're acting like he's the first one that's done that. Come on now.
Well, who else has done it? Who else has done anything like it?
Now you have to think about the original decision, but come on.
Who else has done anything like that?
It's called a tease, Donnie.
Right, and he's a tool. Like, seriously.
Nah, that dude's...
And
that dude is presidential,
LeBron,
man.
But that was so dumb.
But what was dumb about it?
It was stupid. It's this self-important crap. Like he knew people are going to be like, oh, is he retiring?
And that guy, so he played that card at the end.
Well, it's funny. When he does it, it's cool. But when anybody else does it, it's called trolling. Okay. No, that's fine. That's a double standard.
You are incredible.
It's an absolute double standard. Right now?
Austin and San Jose. Goo, Bronny's 21. Leave the kid alone. What was Curry at 21? He wasn't in the league on a scholarship. It's the only problem people have. It ain't the kid. They got no business in the league.
Yep. Guaranteed contract right in your face.
that's the other
play
part.
Play the game on Sunday.
Jesus, Austin. Come on, wake up, man.
All right, I'll take Matt. Matt in Oakland real quick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Well, maybe not. The
getting flowers,
huh?
Was he getting ready for tonight?
he
didn't hear that.
What did you think of your guy flipping off fans,
Steiny? He's old. He said he was pointing at the fans. I believe it. It was nothing but Dallas fans.
What kind, what finger did he use?
Yeah, the middle finger.
Okay,
but it was when you get old, he.
Oh,
Steiny,
God.
They find him. I get it. But when do you have anybody 80 years older in your life? Your mom's.
Yeah.
So, well, she's different. She in the gym working. Steiny, I saw the video. I go, he wasn't flipping nobody. They were fans. He was pointing. But he's older.
I'm going to leave it alone. Okay. You can leave it alone. You can also, for you know, you can criticize.
Why are you so
behavior.
Mad at Bron over the Hennessy? I'm gonna think about that on the way home. I think you were overly critical on him. Everybody's teasing something, Steiny.
It was stupid. Is that
what
being
part?
Overly
what
critical?
Because I thought he was gonna retire. I'm like, he's a narcissist. He ain't retired.
You know what? And Evan put it right. Oh. Evan, I think he said this. If you didn't, don't worry about it. Evan said it right. If he were really retiring, he would have then said, next year's my last year. Because he would have needed to set up.
Oh, yeah.
He would want the league to have to set up his retirement tour. And if he did it right now, then everybody would be scrambling.
The Kareem. Which imagine Curry. Well, nobody wants to. I'll use another person. Imagine that day does come. Every team's giving LeBron something. Because you know what, Steiny? He's giving every city something. From his debut in Sacramento, man. That dude's incredible. Father, actor,
narcissist.
We all are. So are you.
Not like that. I would never, hey, Bay Area, I'm going to make an announcement. I'm going to make an announcement at 2:00. Maybe I'll make an announcement that I'm going to start drinking new vodka. Or maybe I'll make an announcement. That I'm retiring.
But it worked, like, Steiny.
No,
he was doing it for
it
the...
It didn't work. It didn't work.
All were on edge. What's this damn... Even though people predicted some stuff.
He made himself look bad again.
Damn. I don't agree with that, y'all. Like, I didn't like it, but I don't... He didn't look bad.
You know what it was?
Give me the real reason.
It was corn.
Corny?
It was first team all corn. Mm-hmm. Hey, who loves Zinfandel? Don't miss dinner with the winemakers at the Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay, October 24th. Join Queen of Zinfandel, Carol Shelton, for an unforgettable night of food, wine, and coastal charm. Visit innatthetides.com. Space is limited.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.